High temperatures today in Illinois will range from the 50s into the low 60s. Lows across the state overnight will range from the upper 30s along the Chicago lakefront to the low 40s elsewhere. The forecast for east central Illinois this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 52 and a west wind from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 42 and a southwest wind from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and warmer with a high of 64. The wind will be out of the southwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 44. The wind will be out of the southwest from 5 to 10 miles per hour early. After midnight, the wind will shift coming out of the northwest. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Expect a high in the mid-60s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy and warmer with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low in the mid-50s. Friday and Friday night, mostly cloudy and warmer with a high in the mid-70s and a low in the low 60s. At noon central time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from the mid-40s to the low 50s. There was a mix of sun and cloud across the two states. In Rockford, 48 degrees. O'Hare reported 44 degrees. In Bloomington, 47. Mattoon, 49. Carbondale, 52. At South Bend, 45. Also 45 at Indianapolis. 48 at both Lafayette and Terre Haute. Willard Airport reported mostly sunny conditions at the top of the hour. The temperature, 48. The dew point, 28. The relative humidity, 46%. The wind out of the northwest at 21 with gusts to 30. The barometric pressure, 29.90 and falling. And at 12:39 Central Time, 49 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois. The sky is partly cloudy.
I'm Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered, where I have one invariable standard. If I didn't work here, would I want to listen? If I were just a listener, would I want to hear that question posed to that person, that story, that phrase? If I wouldn't, why would you? We don't think of you as a target demographic. We think of you as curious people like us. And in broadcasting today, this is something special. This is NPR.
A new vice president and chancellor has been named for the University of Illinois Springfield. Susan Cook will begin her new role July 1st, pending the approval of the University of Illinois trustees. She will succeed interim chancellor Harry Berman, who is retiring soon. Cook most recently has been serving as provost and vice president for academic affairs at Northern Michigan University. Her selection to head UIS comes after a nationwide search. Cook spoke with Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford about her vision for the campus and her leadership style.
When I think about my own leadership style, I think about words like team. I think about collaboration. And, of course, we're always working in that atmosphere of shared governance that's so important in the university. And those are things that I think I saw those commitments reflected in the members of the search committee, which is one of the reasons that I was very interested in the position, because I felt that it would be a really good fit for my own leadership style.
Now, I don't know that how familiar you are with the U of I system overall, but being that this is the smallest campus among the three of the U of I system, where do you see Springfield's role within the U of I?
Well, in my mind, there's no question that the University of Illinois at Springfield plays a very important role in, of course, what we call one great university. I'm very excited about the measures of excellence that are already so very evident at Springfield. It's clear it's a very fine university, and I believe it's a very strong part of the University of Illinois and will continue to be in the future.
What attracted you the most to this campus and this position?
Well, there were a number of things that attracted me to the position. First of all, I know Harry Berman, and we've known each other as provosts, and I've listened to Harry talk over the years about the quality of the institution. So I've had knowledge about the excellence that is evident on the campus for quite some time. I was very interested in the strong reputation as a public liberal arts university. It reflects my own personal history and my own commitments to education. So that's been a big part of it for me. I'm also very interested in working in an environment where public affairs is very important. And, of course, that is a big part of the University of Illinois Springfield's location and just a big part of what they do. So those things are all important. And I think, generally speaking, it was the enthusiasm and the vitality that was reflected in the search committee that really was very attractive to me.
Of course, all universities, especially in these times, have some challenges that face them. Here in Illinois, of course, we've had state budget funding issues as far as not only how much money is earmarked for higher education, but also how much and how promptly the state pays. Do you see that as the biggest challenge you face coming in is funding and keeping the cost of education reasonable for people that want to come to UIS?
Well, I think funding and also access, and they're certainly tied together, that really is a major challenge that we're facing. Of course, Michigan is no stranger to those challenges. And the last 4 years that I've spent in the state of Michigan, being more and more creative about budgeting, being more and more successful with implementing programs that contribute to the economic engine of the region, these are all things that have been very, very important in Michigan and are equally important and perhaps even more important in Illinois. So that definitely is one of the biggest challenges facing us. I think the issue of providing a high-quality experience for students that we can still make accessible for students is just also very, very important.
What other challenges do you see that face the university besides access, besides funding?
Well, I think all universities continue to face that challenge of being able to hire and retain the best possible employees. That is something that has been a high priority for me at Northern Michigan University and would certainly continue to be a high priority for me in Springfield. That commitment to deliver the best possible educational experience for students is really, it's the mission of the university, and I think the commitment to deliver on our mission really is the fundamental challenge.
At UIS, the school has taken on a bit of a notoriety for its online education offerings. Uh-huh. Do you foresee that as the future of higher education?
You know, I'm glad you brought up online because I just read again yesterday about another piece recognizing Springfield for its great success in online education. I've been aware of it for a while because I've been involved with the Sloan Foundation's efforts, and I think these efforts are just the accomplishments at Springfield are really very laudable. Is it the future of higher education? I think it is a very important part of the future of higher education because it helps make higher education accessible for people who might not otherwise have access. So I'm very, very excited about the successes that Springfield has already had in this regard, and I'm really looking forward to building on those successes.
For people who aren't that familiar with you, I was looking at your background in health education. You've done a lot of work in promoting health issues, not just in the Midwest, but really throughout the world. Can you describe some of your background in that area?
Sure. Well, as you know, my discipline is health education, and my focus has been on conflict resolution and violence prevention, as well as international health. I think that the idea of healthy environments is something that is really important to everyone, whether you're talking about students, staff, communities, and I'm looking forward to bringing that expertise to the campus and working with other folks that see the value of those kinds of activities.
You mentioned working with the search committee and talking to people when you were here. Was there anything that really stood out or sold you on coming to Springfield? Anything that was really one that stood out more than others?
Well, there really wasn't one thing more than others, but I think it was really a combination of a few things. One, the opportunity to be part of the University of Illinois, which of course is one of the preeminent public universities in the country. The opportunity to work with President Hogan, who's someone that that I've known for some time, someone whose career I have watched for many years, and finally the opportunity to be part of the Illinois Springfield community to be working with people of the quality that I've already met, is those things, when they all come together, it feels like just an absolutely wonderful opportunity, and I'm absolutely delighted to have been selected.
Susan Cook has been selected to be the new vice president and chancellor for the University of Illinois Springfield. Cook most recently has been serving as provost and vice president for academic affairs at Northern Michigan University. She spoke with Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford. Pending the approval of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees, Cook is expected to assume the job July 1st.
Authorities in India have plans to build many additional nuclear reactors should Japan's nuclear crisis give them pause.
After all, India is an extremely densely populated country. The number of people that will be affected if something like Japan happens in India would be huge.
Nuclear concerns in India, today on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Today from 4 to 7 on AM 580 and from 5 to 7 on FM 90.9.
Programs on WILL are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, welcoming 7-time Grammy nominee, classical musician Leif Ove Andsnes, on Tuesday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m. More information is available at KrannertCenter.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of Thomas Hobbes, born in Wiltshire, England, 1588, considered to be the father of modern political philosophy, who argued that all people are equal, but that we pursue our own self-interest, and so we are all at war with each other. And in order to gain some security for ourselves as individuals, we have to give up some of our rights to government. Government was there to protect us from our own selfishness, and we should reject any government that does not. The best government, he said, would have the power of a sea monster, a leviathan, which was the name of his most famous book. And it's the birthday of the crime and suspense writer Robert Bloch, born in Chicago, 1917, best known for his novel Psycho in 1959, in which he created the psychopathic killer Norman Bates, later adapted into a famous film by